Has our current Border Patrol policy failed? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Douglas Massey, professor of sociology and public affairs at Princeton University, examines whether policies made to keep people out are actually keeping them in.
From 1986 to 2010, the U.S. Border Patrol increased in size from 3,700 to 21,000 officers, and its annual budget rose from $151 million to $3.7 billion. The goal, of course, was to prevent undocumented migrants from entering the United States, but it didn't succeed. In fact, it backfired. Using data gathered from thousands of Mexican migrants surveyed annually since 1987 to conduct rigorous statistical analyses, I demonstrated that the massive increase in border enforcement had no effect on the likelihood that Mexicans would leave for the border without documents or the probability that they would ultimately gain a successful entry. However, it did increase the costs and risks of undocumented border crossing quite dramatically and diverted migrants away from relatively safe crossing points in San Diego and El Paso into dangerous new routes through the Arizona desert. In response, migrants quite rationally began to avoid border crossing, not by staying in Mexico, but by remaining in the United States. Although Mexican migration historically had been a circular affair, after 1986, the likelihood of return migration fell sharply as the intensity of border enforcement rose, with no effect on undocumented entries but a pronounced negative effect on return moves. The massive increase in border enforcement actually increased the net inflow of undocumented migrants. As migrants stayed longer and longer north of the border, they increasingly sent for their spouses and children. In effect, U.S. taxpayers spent $35 billion between 1986 and 2010 to transform what had been a circular flow of male workers going to three states into a settled population of families living in 50 states, while dramatically increasing the rate of undocumented population growth. This fact explains why 11 million undocumented migrants live in the United States today.
That was Douglas Massey of Princeton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.